Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Kisesei, a parsha that's full of many of the basic halachas of Torah, the Pesukim of Kiddushin, Gittin, and Yibum. There's a lot to learn in this week's parsha. I'd like to share with you one of the Yeshivish Yesoidais, one of the Reb Chaim's famous Yesoidais. I think, to one of the parashas in this week's parasha, and one of the parashiyos in Parshas Kisesei, and that is the parasha of Mashkin. You have Nishvi, the parasha of Mashkin. What's a Mashkin? It's something a person receives as a guarantee against a loan. He lends somebody money, and the person gives him an item to guarantee that the chayv will ultimately be paid. There's a obligation in the Torah. That obligation makes a yid's parsha of Mashkin much, much different than any of the other concepts that a person would think of a Mashkin. And that is that when you take a Mashkin from somebody, something that he would want to use, you will let him use it at the times he uses it. For example, if it's an item that he uses when he goes to sleep, you give it to him every night, and you take it and you get it back in the morning. Notice you hold it in the morning for him. It's actually only for yourself, guarantee payment. When he needs it, you give it to him. If it's an item he uses by day, you do the reverse. So the mashkin, on the one hand, is constantly in your possession. You feel sure. Except when he needs it, you give it to him. Doesn't put a whole lot of pressure on him to pay back, to be honest, but that's the parish. The parish says, Ulecha tia tzedakah. And to you, it's counted as charity, as tzedakah. Amar Yitzchak, the Gemara says, Yinayin lebal chayv shekayna mashkin, shenemar ulecha tia tzedakah. Amazing. Gemara says that you might think that the person the money is owed to, he's a shomer. He's watching the person's mashkin. Say, no, l'cha tia tzedakah. It's considered tzedakah to you. Pashpshat in the Gemara is that how is it charity? It means it's your item. When you give it to him to use at night, you're taking a pillow as a mashkin, you give it to him to use at night, l'cha tia tzedakah. If it's not yours, how is it tzedakah? Must be that it is yours. That's what the Gemara says about a mashkin. One of the most famous Yesoidis of Reb Chaim is in the explanation of a mashkin. It was a sefer Yainas Elam that was put out Leilah Nishmas, someone who passed away, and different gedolim gave shtikl Torah. Reb Baruch Ber gave a shtikl Torah to be published in the Yainas Elam. Most yeshivas have the Yainas Elam on the shelf, primarily for this piece where Reb Baruch Ber quotes Reb Chaim. He says that when you give someone a mashkin, it's like paying back the chayv. His lashon written there in Yiddish is in the mashkin lik the chayv, meaning when you Reuven borrows money from Shimon, and Reuven gives Shimon a mashkin to hold. When Shimon is holding the mashkin, it's ki'ilu, the chayv is paid up in the mashkin lik the chayv. When he gave him the mashkin, he really paid up the chayv. Even though he has an obligation to give it back to him when he wants to go to sleep at night. L'chatiyat tzedakah, that's a type of tzedakah. But really, in the mashkin l'chatiyat, the best example of an afkamina is if Shemitah passes in the middle. When Shemitah passes, and you didn't write a prosbul, the debt disappears. Why do you lend someone money? He gave you a mashkin. And you're holding the mashkin over the Shemitah year, at the end of the Shemitah year, and you didn't write a prosbul. He says, Shemitah was Meshaneh. The answer is no. If you gave me a mashkin, in the mashkin lik the chayv, when you give me the mashkin, the chayv is really paid up. The mashkin is paid up with the mashkin that I have. And therefore, Shemitah is not Meshaneh, a good example of a nafkamina between them. But what's negeah to us is an incredible chiddush of the Torah. The Torah says, when I get a mashkin, I have to let the other person use it, whatever it's normal for him to use it. Wow, that's a mashkin? Torah also says, when you get a mashkin, it's like the chayv is paid up. It's really yours. Amazing thing. It's really mine, and still I give it up to the other person. The answer is, ulecha tiyeh tzedakah. That to you, it's a tzedakah. It's an amisha. Think of tzedakah to give him money. The story is told that a landlord, once had a tenant who was poor, and the landlord needed the money for the apartment. So he said, look, if you can't pay, you have to move out. He says, where am I going to go? He says, it's not my business. You move out, and you'll figure out what you'll do. It's my apartment. So a Rav came to the landlord and asked him, he bet him, it's Rachim, and he said, look, he doesn't have money. Please don't put him out on the street. It's tzedakah. To which the landlord replied, okay, it's tzedakah. You're supposed to pay me whatever it was, let's say 50 ruble a month. So I'll donate to the 50 ruble. I'll give 5 ruble. Find others to give the other 45 ruble. Why do I have to be the one that's doing the tzedakah for this person? I have to be the one. The Rav replied, no, Havaraya is not that way. Havaraya, that once you have it, it's your mitzvah. We see a man's got a mashkin, and the person comes at night, he says, I don't have a pillow. So you would say, you need a pillow? It costs $20. I'll give you $5. Get 3 more people to give you $5. Say, no. The mashkin, you give back the mashkin. And therefore, when you have to give back the mashkin, why do I have to give back the mashkin? Let someone else give it. Someone else pay for it. It seems that once you have a biyadayim, you're not supposed to lose an opportunity. The person has to try to seize upon the opportunity of mitzvahs that come his way, and that is the parsha lecha tiyeh tzedakah. It came your way, it's in your hand. You don't pass over a mitzvah that came your way, and you give it back. You don't kind of, look, I'll give him a pill tonight, you give him a pill tomorrow. No, even though it's yours, when mitzvahs come your way, you have to try to chap what the mitzvah was. The story is told that somebody who was told that if he spends 40 days fasting every day, he'll have gili elio. So he fasted Hashem Tshuva, let's say, for 40 days. And finally, the 40 days are up. It's coming that evening. He prepares himself, elio navi, to come to him. Goes to the mikveh. Comes home, he goes into his study, takes out a tilam, he's busy saying tilam, waiting for Eliyahu HaNavi to come. While he's waiting, a beggar comes and knocks on the door. He goes to the door, and there's a bedraggled fellow out there asking him for some food. He says, look, not now. I'm doing something important now. And he sends him on the way. And he goes back to preparing for Gili Eliyahu. And it doesn't happen. The night goes through. He doesn't have anybody who comes to visit him. He went to his rabbi. He said, Rabbi, the 40 days didn't work. Elio didn't come last night. The rabbi says, he did too. He did come to your house. He says, what are you talking about? He didn't come. The rabbi said, you know that Ani who knocked on your door? That was Elio. That was Elio. You sent him away? You sent him away? You think fasting 40 days is useful? It's fasting 40 days and becoming a hecher yid, somebody in a higher level, somebody who's about madrega. Because you're busy with your gili elio, you won't give it an oni something to eat. That was your gili elio. L'chati yitzdaka. When mitzvahs come your way, try to chap harayin, to do with those who cross your path to be able to be helpful to him. Let me share with you a mashava. Regarding Rosh Hashanah, it's not Rosh Hashanah yet, but it's time to start thinking about it. I want to share with you a yesod of Rav Meisha and the Darash Meisha. He says, pshat, in the fact that Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Zikaron. What is Yom Zikaron? The Day of Remembrance. How is Rosh Hashanah a Day of Remembrance? Most people understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zeicher Kol Nishkachos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything. Comes Rosh Hashanah, And everything comes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All this kindness of all the things that you've done. That's Yom HaZikaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zecher Kol Nishkachos. He remembers everything. So, Kamesh, a snapshot. Yom HaZikaron, the day the name that we attach to a day is the mitzvah of the day. Chag HaMatzos, we have a mitzvah of matzahs. Chag HaSukkos, we have a mitzvah of sukkos. Even Chag HaShavuos, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah l'mimni shvui. The mitzvah to count weeks. The Gemara says, how do you know it's a mitzvah to count weeks? So one of the Torahsim is, because it's called Shavuos. Shavuos is our shame, the weeks that a person is obligated to count. So it's after Moshe, the name of the yontif has to do with the person's mitzvah. Yom HaZikaron is the day where your mitzvah to remember. It's the day where your mitzvah to think about, to have presence of mind, to think about the mitzvah satsar. Yom HaZikaron, of Rosh Hashanah, it's not that you don't forget, you should not forget, it's that you should actively remember. You should have presence of mind. That's the Yom HaZikaron, Avodah. Let me end reminding everyone with this 7 times every 19 year reminder. What's that? Well, 7 times every 19 years is a Shana Mu'baras, a year with 2 Adars. You all know that. Every 19-year cycle, you have 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, and 19 are years in which you have 2 Adars, Shana Mu'baras. And today, the coming year, we're preparing today for the coming year, Shana Mu'baras. What do you mean we're preparing? Zotah Sam Sefer, Seif Simin Kuf Yud Tes in the Shuvas. He says, Parshas Zohar is supposed to be every 12 months. You know, so let 12 months go by without laning the Parsha of Zechiras, Mechias HaMalek. Says after 12 months, Ishkachti Kemes Milev. A person like a person remembers a mace for 14 years, 14 months. Start again. I meant for 12 months. So a person, there's the current is 12 months. What are you going to do in an Ibiyar? In an Ibiyar, you're going to go 13 months. Only as Parsha Sachar, next Parsha Sachar. So some say for Parshas Kiseitzeh this week, when you get to Maftir and you learn Parsha Sachar, you have a mind to be at the Parsha Sachar. That you don't go a full 12 months without a laning of Parshas Zohar. Reminder for one and all. And so, with these beautiful ideas, I wish you an absolutely wonderful, meaningful Shabbos, a Shabbos of Aliyah, of growth. Good Shabbos to all.